jittery citizens. I love to be a jittery citizen. We all love to be jittery citizens. Shaboom, shaboom, it's improvised comedy. Shaboom, shaboom, it's gonna be so funny. Shaboom, shaboom, come and laugh with me. Shaboom.
Citizens. Right. We have a full and very awesome studio today. We have all of our jittery crew that we had last week. Claire isn't here, and replacing Claire, we have Emily Owen Ems.
Hello.
Say hello, speaking to that mic.
I am speaking into the mic, and it's glorious.
Well, we are so excited to have you on the show this morning. We are going to be doing our usual Singprov madness, which is singing about subjects that you want to hear, subjects on anything you want, your suggestions, which is the amazing, beautiful thing about improv comedy, is it's totally unscripted, totally made up on the spot, and totally decided for or by you, which is amazing. But today we're delving a little bit deeper into improv comedy and the benefits thereof. What are the benefits of improv comedy in terms of corporates and of business? So we have done quite a few corporates in our short little lifespan. And we notice, and we've just started really getting into corporate training as a means of, you know, companies developing either brand awareness or, being able to train their staff in terms of presentation skills and, using improv in a fun, interactive way to help build team effectiveness. So what I want to do with you guys is I want to talk to you about corporate experience and just about what you guys, first of all, have gotten out of improv as performers and what you think corporate world or the rest of the world can get out of improvisation. What are major lessons? So let's start with Nida Hussein.
Who?
You.
Hussein. Hussein.
It's Mandarin.
Hello.
Hi, my darling. So let's just talk about your experience in improvisation and what improv comedy, what life lessons has improv comedy taught you, first of all?
So to be honest, from the beginning, before actually being part of Jittery Citizens, I had heard all the different ways that improv has helped people who are part of Jittery Citizens, and I couldn't really understand it. But now I feel like I've got a much deeper understanding of how it's affected me personally, and it's not necessarily about acting. I mean, it's through performance, but it's not about that. And it's been a lot of lessons to do with trust, trusting myself, believing in myself.
We believe in you.
And
we believe in you.
And yeah, it's a lot to do with trust, with that top of the mind being present, and I mean that's really what I want daily is to be present. And
absolutely, I mean, a lot of people come to us, you know, doing corporate workshops, wanting to do workshops for themselves personally because they need to express that sort of vulnerability.
Yeah.
That you can't really get from doing much else. You know, they need to actually be vulnerable and know that it's okay to be vulnerable.
I think
it's okay to be in that state, you know, and if anything, it's the blank canvas from where genius and comedy comes, from that blank state of vulnerability.
Yeah, and I think that's very much linked with playing. And I think play is a large part of what makes me do what I do, regardless of what it is. And in that sense as well, any business environment, in terms of morale, in terms of seeing a different side to a person, and also realizing that a side you usually don't show in your corporate space can be there and does have a space.
Absolutely. And the truth is it not only is there a space for it in corporate, in corporates, but there's actually a need. You know, often what will happen is corporates will come to us and they'll ask us to help them creatively brainstorm. So we'll be sitting in a room, 10 corporates and 10 improvisers. And we'll have to come up with a strategy in a really fun, creative way, because that's what we're really good at, you know, doing it and doing it in a really short amount of time.
Yeah.
You know, which is amazing. So I've done quite a few corporates with Empor, and we've had some.
You've had some fun ones.
We've had some. I was going to call them disastrous, but let's say fun. but we recently did a corporate training session for, I don't know if we're actually allowed to say who it's for, but for a really big tourism company. And let's talk about what we actually did in terms of the format to help with that training.
It was so fun.
I blocked it out of my memory.
But look, it was, you know, we were presented with scenarios, you know, different scenarios that this particular tourism company had in terms of conflict within the workspace. And Claudine and I were tasked with showing the right way to do things and the wrong, for lack of a better word, not that there is really any right or wrong.
Yeah, we called it correct and incorrect behaviors.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And yeah, it was. I think it was a great experience in terms of how it was received. We would like to think that what we did made a difference. You know, a lot of the time with corporates, that's the thing, is you go in, you know, it's a great show, everybody's entertained, but unless there's follow through and, you know, we go back and we see how they're doing, which is, I think, is kind of what I'd be interested in doing in the future, is going to a company and then going again after a few months to see if what we did actually made any difference. But
absolutely, it was great. So it's outcome based.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what's also really great about the training that you and I did is not only was it incorrect behaviors, but it was highly interactive. The audience were laughing the entire time. Mm. Yeah. So they were learning through humor, but also they were sharing with us the correct behaviors on what should be implemented within the workplace.
Mm.
So, you know, it's training through interaction and humor.
Yeah.
And
I think also
it's
what
totally outcome based.
Yeah. What was great as well is we had different people from different, I suppose, divisions of the company. So we had legal there was marketing, and they were all you know, they were almost forced to be in the same space, and it was a great team building experience, I think, for them, because it can be very lonely in corporate, I think, when you're in your little corner as a, you know, as a legal person, and you're over there as a marketing person, and you don't really get to bond as a company and work
and
towards...
And you don't get that support necessarily.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so that's what we do. That's what we do. And we're going to show you more of what we do by playing our first improv game. Because we're getting far too serious. Yes. Far too serious for the show.
Wow. Good morning.
Corporates are hectic, but we love them. Okay, so our first game, we're going to start off with Duet. This is for any of our players, and what we're going to do throughout the show is, if you can keep the WeChat messages rolling in so we can get your suggestions. Last week we gave 2 tickets to our next show to David Duplessis. We sang him a beautiful serenade. So keep those WeChats coming in so we can hear what you want to listen to. Right, but for now, to save time, I'm going to ask Duncan. Duncan, we are going to sing a duet. Can you please give us a suggestion of a kitchen utensil?
A spatula.
That is going to be a romantic love song. We're going to play a ballad, please, Tone. A ballad. And we are going to sing a love song, a duet to each other, called Spatula. Whoever would like to.
Whoever happens to.
Great. Keeping it improv style.
Come on up here, honey. quiet song. Oh, 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 when I'm alone in the kitchen, I see the drawer staring at me, and then I see you walking in the room, and I go and get my spatula. My spatula.
Mm-hmm. You think it's yours, but it's mine. My grandfather gave this to me. We used to fry eggs and grits together on this pan.
Oh, baby.
This pan, this spatula in this kitchen is why they call me Mitchum.
Spatula, spatula.
Spatula, spatula. Now, baby, we may cook a bit together,
ooh,
but don't get it twisted.
Don't.
This kitchen here is mine, and if you try to take it away from me, I'll have to take you to my lawyer. Her name is Dee.
When I gave you this spatula, it was supposed to be ours, not just yours. But I guess that's what it's like.
You must be marriage. You must be confused, because I told you this came from a long line of Mitchums. Now, my name is Mitchum Jr., and my grandfather was Mitchum, and my father was Mitchum Jr. Jr., and his grandfather was Mitchum Jr. Jr. Jr., and that's why you think that spatula you got me from at home 2 weeks ago? I broke that and put it in the bin. It just happened to look like my grandfather's.
Well, baby, I think you're just forgetting something here. I'm a Mitchum too, babes. I'm a Mrs. Mitchum.
Well, you'll be an ex-Mrs. Mitchum.
Oh! Ho, ho, ho. Spatula. Spatula.
Don't be testing me, girl. I might use this spatula in ways that you might not enjoy.
Oh! 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 Stop! Maybe just a little bit.
Oh, you want some of that spatula, girl?
Oh, hey!
Spatula.
Together. Fry my eggs in the morning, baby. Fry my eggs.
I love that. I want eggs and spatulas up in my grill. That was totally awesome, guys. Who would have thought that you guys can do so amazingly, sing about spatulas and eggs and turn it into a love song I would actually buy? So just saying, we need to download that to iTunes now. Is it download or upload? I have no idea. Definitely
gotta
not technology savvy. That's for sure.
It's incredible as well, the trajectory of a song, like where you think it starts versus, you know, where it's going and suddenly.
So, Em, let's talk about that. What is going through your brain as you are improvising, well, as you are singing the song? Is there huge amounts of pressure? What are you experiencing?
I suppose in this case it was a matter of, like, who is singing?
That's a start.
So
because just to get that clear for everybody, we don't discuss anything before we perform.
Yeah.
You know, we literally are all improvising, and we improvising around everything from who plays to what games we play, and you know, the format or the structure of the songs. Yeah. Is that correct, Tone?
I just wanted to throw something in here. It's very important, and it relates to the whole corporate ethic, and that is that we have to support each other. We have to work as a team. I will start off by suggesting a chord structure and a rhythm. You might not take it, in which case I've got to adapt it, which is in fact what happened during the song. And also, one of the things that happens very often, especially in song prov, is sing prov.
Sing prov is
you heard a lot there of there's a rhythm and a melody, a kind of suggested melody going on underneath, but the song is actually spoken, and there's nothing wrong with that. And so, provided we're all listening to each other, the outcome will be satisfactory. And I think that's a very important part of improvisation, especially in the corporate world.
But absolutely.
To deal with things. So, for example, I didn't know how to turn the volume up in the earphone, so I couldn't actually hear what was going on. And so Meg came to the rescue. But it's exactly support, that as well.
The support when something isn't going.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And the truth is you're constantly saying yes to each other. You're constantly saying yes. You know, Em started the song off. Everybody else in studio said yes. Tony played along, changed his chord structure accordingly. Changed his chord structure accordingly. Nadar was then cool. I'm going to do backup. Megs was like, I can help with chorus. And Paul was like, awesome, I'm going to come in with second verse. You know, so it really is all of us. And Mr. Mitchum, who's in Paul? Mr. Mitchum was like, Mitchum Junior, Junior, Junior.
Going American.
Yes, I love it. From the South. So it absolutely is about support, and it is about teamwork. And we're going to see more of that support and teamwork now, because we're going to move straight on to our second game. Now, this is also something really cool, and we haven't played it before, so I'm just going to throw it out there. It is ad executive game. Because our theme is corporates today, we are going to sing a song about a nonsense object. So we don't know what this nonsense object does, but we're going to sing about it, and we're going to find out through song. Is that okay with everybody?
Are we going to make a jingle?
Should we make a jingle, or should we turn it into a song about Karaptiku or whatever the word is?
Okay.
Let's do a song. Let's be insane. Let's be crazy. We've got the time. So what we need from Duncan, who is becoming our resident jittery guest.
We've got to give Duncan a few free tickets.
We really do. Dunks is going to, of course, he has free tickets to our show. So what we're going to ask Duncan for, please, is a nonsensical word. A nonsensical word.
I'm not sure I follow a nonsensical word.
A word that's nonsense. A nonsense.
Just make it up.
It's a...
Improv.
Tibbity squadda.
Tibbity squadda.
I love doing that.
So guys, this is going to be a song about the object that I don't know what it does, neither do you at the moment, called a tibbity squadda. Whenever you're ready.
Get my tibbity squalla on and I walk right down.
Tibbity squalla.
Tibbity squalla.
Tibbity tibbity.
Now this tibbity squalla. Oh, I love me a tibbity squalla. It's this kind of piece of mechanics that one can use on their body.
Tibbity.
Tibbity Squada.
Tibbity Squada.
Tibbity Squada.
Tibbity Squada.
When you got no time to talk wada wada, all you gotta do is pull out that Tibby Squada, baby. Use that Tibbity Squada to please your lady.
Tibbity Squada, Tibbity Squada, Tibbity Squada. Oh. So yesterday when I didn't know just what to say, I pulled out the Tibbity Squada and hip hip hooray. It talked to my ear and told me exactly what to do. Now you and I will, we are happy. Whoop de doo.
Tibbity Squada.
Tibbity Squada.
Tibbity Squada.
Tibbity Squada.
Tibbity Tibbity.
Now if you want a Tibbity Squada, just dial the number under your screen right now. I'll say it to you, cause we're on the radio. It is 5-5-6-6-7-8-9-2-2-5. Get your Tibbity Squada right now. Tibbity Squada.
Tibbity Squada.
Tibbity Squada.
Tibbity Tibbity. Tibbity Squada. Now, I don't think we've explained exactly what this Tibbity Squada is. Now, you see, it's this device that can speak to you. You just put the little thing in your ear and it hooks onto your hip and it just tells you. It tells you information
on how to treat a lady, how to pick up a baby.
Hey there, pretty mama.
How not to be shady.
Tibbity Squada.
Tibbity Squada.
Tibbity Squada. Tibbity Squada.
Tibbity Squada.
Whoa! Get me one of those Tibbity Squadders. I want to pick up a lady, baby, who's not shady.
I've got one at home, please.
Yay.
I'll lend it to you. I have to wash it first.
We need one of those. So that actually comes from... Please do wash it. Please do. That actually comes from one of my favorite improv games, which is Ad Executive Game, where... And we play it a lot with corporates when we do corporate workshops and corporate training. Is it's a type of role playing, but it's also about listening, responding, and saying yes. How do we take a nonsensical object and sell it or create it to a group of ad executives? And how do we say yes to each other's creations, which is really fun? So let's talk about that exercise. Megs. What was going through your mind when Duncan said Tibbity Squada?
What? Well, I think that's what happens every single time. Half the time you're thinking, what exactly did they say? Squash? What? And it's just taking the prompt that you receive, the suggestion, and being able to play with it. So what we do in rehearsals, we play a lot of like free association games where you take a few steps away from the actual suggestion. So unlike what we did now, where we use the actual suggestion, it's very satisfying when the suggestion does come into the scene. But what's nice is if you take the suggestion that you got, like spatula, and you free associate a little bit, like pan, eggs, kitchen, and then you use all of those things to make your scene.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then something beautiful and genius like Mr. Mitchum Jr. is created.
Completely.
Is created.
It's all about acknowledging the offer that your fellow player is giving you and then saying, yes, that's what we're going to use. We're going to go with that.
Absolutely. But for this game in particular, listening and responding is so important because we have no idea what the Tibbity Squada actually does. It is reliant on the first person to kind of set up what that nonsense object really does.
Totally. It's like it's like that thing where what is that? That's, it's an analogy about how a couple of blind people will tell you what an elephant looks like, but only because they can touch a certain part of it. So one blind person will tell you an elephant looks like the trunk, and another will tell you that it looks like the tail, and another will tell you that it looks like the foot. But so that's basically what we are doing when we are playing that game. Yeah. So
because, when I heard Tibbity Squad, I thought there's a rhythm in that word.
Yes.
And so and then the people take that suggestion and they go off with it. And then they start manipulating it and changing the accents on it.
Absolutely.
And it gives them time to think, what is a Tibbity Squadder?
Yes. So rude. All of us, it became something that could potentially be quite rude. But this is Unradio, so we are allowed to be rude on Unradio, which is really, it's really exciting to me, the potential of where we get to go every single game, every single night we perform. Mm. So we're going to go straight into our next song. Because we are having so much fun, baby. And we are going to do a little game I like to call Bartender, which we played last week, but it never loses its pizzazz. And what we need from Duncan, we're really putting him on the spot today. Dunks, last week you gave us peeing around the corner. This week, we need a new moral dilemma, please. A new moral dilemma for a bartender.
To go down on him.
To go down on him or not to. Absolutely awesome.
I'll just see how Paul's going to handle that.
Yeah, we have a lot of red faces in studio.
Lucky I'm brown.
A lot of red faces in studio. We are turning jittery citizens into sex talk, which is amazing. To go down on him or not to, this is Bartender for any of my two players who would like to get involved. To go down on him or not to.
Hi there, Mr. Bartender. Could I please have a tequila?
Of course. Would you like this special blend from Mexico?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever you got, just give me a double.
Okay.
Make it two.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay, are you celebrating tonight?
No, I'm trying to get as drunk as possible.
I wonder what for. Here you go.
Thank you.
Sure, you really downed those quickly, man.
Great. Can I please have another two?
Certainly.
Yeah. Bartender, you look like a very understanding man. I can talk to you, right?
Yes. That's kind of what I do here, besides pouring drinks.
Okay, because I've got a bit of a situation.
Oh?
Some trials and tribulations.
Mm.
Oh, I've got a new man in my life. Mm. I'm wondering, without causing too much strife, how exactly I can tell him that I've got a problem. I really hope you can help me. I really don't know how to solve him.
Hmm. Perhaps you should have a chat with the oak. You know, chatting is quite the thing. If you just give him a chance, you might even make your love life a little bit enhanced.
Mr. Barman, how'd you know it's got to do with that little thing that people do when they're alone with you? I never said anything about my love life. Well, I suppose that comes with a job, hey? You just know what people are gonna tell.
Of course I do. And I could see it in your eye when you walked in this bar. I even saw it on that car outside. Who drives a car like that? If only you knew the people I see every day come through this bar.
Oh yeah, well my car is just my car, so that's what I drive in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Barman, what am I gonna say to my man? Or what did you call him? An oak? Anyway. See, the problem is, Mr. Barman, yeah, my man, he likes to smoke. And unfortunately, for me anyway, it's got a bit of a strange effect. See, when I try to go downtown, he's got a funny taste.
Ooh. 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 Whoa. Gross. Well, that is quite gross. I suppose you have to do something different, you know, to divert his attention, you know, so that you don't have to go downtown.
That's a good idea, Mr. Barman. You see, my strategy was this. I'm gonna drink down them tequilas, and then I won't even realize that it's happening. Yeah? Yeah?
That's a good idea. You know what might also work?
Tell me, Mr. Barman.
If you take a bottle of this special Mambour and you give it to him at 1:45.
Why 1:45?
Because this Mambour is very magical.
Oh.
It makes him scratch his testicles. This Mambour may make him never want or feel that you should be downtown.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you, Mr. Barman. You got a great, great, big appreciation from me. So give me that tequila and give me that Mambour. Yeah, that thing. Oh, thank you so much. It's gonna help me endlessly. Thank you.
Anytime.
So there it is. Some amazing advice from Megs and Impor. If you want not to go down on your man,
Just buy the Mampur.
What is the Mampur? At 1:45. I don't know what the Mampur does, but it makes the penis taste not so heinous. So that is fantastic. Guys, let's talk a little bit about risk-taking. Yeah. Risk-taking. This is often a, you know, for this sort of game, you obviously have to take huge risks with yourself and huge risks with each other because you don't know what's happening. And the same thing applies in corporates. Corporates, you know, to make big money, you got to spend big money, and they're often taking huge risks with new strategies and new things. So what is actually your approach to risk taking, and what does your approach have to be when you improvise?
I think the greater the risk, the greater the reward. Often I find that it's the really, really way out suggestions or offers that you give on stage that make for a really interesting scene. And people love watching you go, okay, this is what they've given me. Now we've got to make sense of that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And it's also about, as you say, the greater the risk, the greater the reward, which is really interesting to me because what improv does is it teaches us the skills to be okay with risk taking, to know that there's no failure. You know, it's really, really liberating to know I can take huge amounts of risk and not only get away with it, but succeed.
Yeah, I think also the responsibility, you know, is a lot bigger when the bigger the risk. And
yeah.
It's important for the players
to commit fully, you know, and to you know, I think that's critical to, you know, and whatever the suggestion is, to just go with it, because the minute you start questioning yourself and, you know, the last verse you did and whatever, that can very much be the downfall of everything.
Yeah, it becomes counterproductive, actually, to not totally commit, not trust in yourself and your fellow partner.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play our last game, and then we're going to tell you about our show. If you would like to see some live improvisation,
yes,
we would love to have you there. But we're going to do our final game, which is Serenade. And we're going to sing a serenade
to about Duncan.
So, Dunks, what we need from you, please, is we need your name, where you're from, your age, your favorite thing to eat, and anything else you would like to tell us.
Okay, my name is Duncan. I'm from Krugersdorp. I like having some ribs and chips.
Who doesn't?
And
vegetarians.
My favorite color is green. And that's it.
Do you have a hobby, Dan?
Yeah, my favorite thing to do is just to just lie down.
Chill. You love to chill. And tell me, do you have a lady?
Your auntie.
What's her name?
Balisa.
Balisa. Nice. This is
he likes to lie down
dedicated to our favorite producer, Duncan, who is dating Balisa. How old are you, Dunks?
26.
You're 26. Yeah. You're still a baby. You're dating Balisa. You are from Krugersdorp.
You like
you
green.
Like to chill and lie down. Favorite position. This is dedicated to Duncan. This is Serenade.
The other night, I was watching my telefunken. I was dreaming of a man I like to call Duncan. Yeah, baby, I was changing the channel, and I said I better give him a call. I'm wondering what he's doing, wondering if he's having a ball. Duncan, Duncan. Not like any other guy. Oh, Duncan. Duncan. He likes to chill and have a lie. Oh, Duncan. When he's standing, he's grooving. Duncan. When he's lying, he's not moving. Oh, Duncan.
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 Oh, sweet chocolate. Duncan in juice. Mm.
Duncan.
I
know you love the color of trees.
Of trees. Duncan.
Duncan. You really are the true bee's knees. I know you like to lick your fingers after you eat those chips. Duncan.
Duncan.
Do you belong to the Bloods or the Crips?
Duncan.
Duncan.
Duncan. What to me with your fuzzy little frown? Smile for me.
Smile, 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 smile.
Let me put my fingers through your beard. Yeah, keep nodding at me. Shine your head on me. Shine your head on me.
Duncan.
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 Duncan. Duncan.
Netflix with me Duncan, if you would like
Netflix and chill.
Combo from turning tender, and then we won't need to have a wild bender, Duncan.
Don't lie like a corpse. Take me to Kruger's Dorp.
Ow! Whoa, guys, calm down. Calm down. Whoa, just put their mics off.
Yes, we cannot handle all this attention from the audience. Duncan, that was a song totally dedicated to how much we love you. What did you think?
I'm absolutely blown away. Thank you very much, guys. It's an honor to be in your presence.
Your girlfriend, she is Buses. What's her name?
Balesa.
Balesa. Oh. Do you see? Yeah, I'm paused like the white girl. The white girl. But do you see how we just left her out of the song? We chose to ignore that.
I was impressed with how you guys harmonized as well. Duncan.
I'm seeing the twinkle in your eye.
Yay, Dunks. We're so happy to have made your day.
Thanks.
So, Palesa next time.
Yeah. Palesa,
we'll dedicate a song just to Palesa.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. Oh, you see, now I have to remember something.
Yes, exactly. So next week, hopefully, we're going to be here same time, same place. But if you want to catch us live, which would be totally fantastic, to come and give us your own suggestions. We are going to have a jam-packed show. Our stand-up comedy show last Wednesday at Union Bar was sold out, 170 tickets sold. So we hope that you get on it and contact the Joburg Theatre. You can contact their box office. We are going to be performing there this Thursday, okay? This Thursday, the 28th of April at 8 p.m. Duncan's going to be there. Duncan. We are going to be there. David Duplessis from our show last week is going to be there. And we would love you to come and listen to some awesome improv comedy and watch the show. Let's just talk about watch a show. Let's just quickly talk about that format because it's slightly different to Singprov. Who wants to tell us about Armando?
Don't all shout at once.
Well, I suppose Armando is really just this incredible format and creates an incredible platform where we get to create an entire show, a 45-minute to an hour show, just because an audience says one word and then suddenly we have a piece of theater, which is really... special. And I think what's so fantastic is that, yes, there's this format where we come together and we understand that, okay, there's a bit of a structure. So we know two people at a time are going to come and sort of create a start of a narrative. We don't know where it's going to go. We don't know how the narratives are going to come together. Maybe they never come together. But it's really about this journey of discovery and this excitement of actually discovering together on the spot and just saying yes, and which again is this incredible theme that improv has to accept and discover.
I mean, the power of storytelling that improv comedy has is truly, truly phenomenal. You know, the fact that we are able to get one word from the audience and come up with a whole story and take these characters on journeys and take the audience on journeys is personally what I totally appreciate and love about the art form.
I think what I love about Armando is often we have comedians as monologists or people who
our
are
celebrity guests
who are tasked with telling a story,
an honest story
about a word that's suggested by the audience. And these people are paid to be funny, and for the first time they have to tell a real story and they aren't and not be funny, and you know, and it's just watching them trying to just be serious and tell a story
without, in front of an audience
and not be funny is entertainment alone. You know, it's enough. You know, just to hear what also inspires these guys and makes them, you know, tick and crazy is part of the fun of the night for me.
Yeah, and absolutely. With what you're saying with our celebrity guest or celebrity monologist, which is a really fancy word for somebody who does a monologue, is, you know, knowing that even though they're going up there for 5 minutes and they're going to talk about the one word, and then we are going to do a whole 45 minutes inspired from that monologue, that they don't have to rely on their material. They speak the truth, and there is truth or comedy within that truth.
Mm.
There is comedy within that truth, which is really refreshing and really nice to know that by being ourselves, being our authentic selves and finding our truth, it's actually hilarious because the audience recognize that.
I think what I really enjoy about it is it's the comedy of the human condition, which is sometimes very serious. And going back to what Nida said earlier, we play, but we play seriously.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. We and do play seriously.
That's something as well within just going back to tying it into the corporates, but as well that it's not necessarily cleverness training or joke training when it comes in. It's really just about this communication, this infrastructure of communication and connecting.
Absolutely.
And I think that's something you get to experience when you watch a show like this. And also the fun fact that we get to also throw each other in the shit sometimes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then we've got to swim. We've got to make it work.
Some of us are born in the shit.
Yes, and watch you guys scrape out of the shit. It's what improv comedy is all about. We would love to see you there. We're going to wrap up our show. So please, this Thursday night, the 28th of April, 8 p.m., Joburg Theatre. You can get hold of us on our website at jitterycitizens.com. Otherwise, email us jittery.improv@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Jittery Citizens. We would absolutely love to hear from you and what you thought from the show, thought about the show. Give us some feedback. We love you, world.
Give
We're the
some
Jittery
sugar.
Citizens.
Thank you.
We are the Jittery Citizens. I love to be a Jittery Citizen. We all love to be Jittery Citizens. Shaboom, shaboom. It's improvised comedy. Shaboom, shaboom. It's gonna be so funny, shaboom, shaboom. Come and laugh with me, shaboom.
Cliff Central.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.